I am from the opposition MLPC Youth, but if President Touadera won the election today, it is because he deserves it. He is a man who has fought, really fought for this, for his country, and I am pleased for him.
Earlier this week, results were announced of the presidential election held in the Central African Republic on December 27th. It was won by the incumbent, President Faustin Archange Touadera.
The election results must still be officially validated by the Constitutional Court, but were welcomed by supporters and even by some members of the opposition.
It remains an open question, however, how much of the Central African Republic he's really going to get to be president of. The world's least imaginatively named country is also one of its most troubled. Examine any global index pertaining to development, prosperity, transparency, freedom, and general ease of living, and you'll find the CAR somewhere near the bottom. The CAR is also an exemplar of the cruel irony that the countries which appear least worth fighting over are often the most viciously contested. In the days between the presidential election and the results being announced, rebels attacked the southern CAR city of Bangassou on the Mbomu River, which comprises the CAR's border with the Democratic Republic of Congo, and the town of Damara, a bit further west. By some estimations, roughly two-thirds of the country is now controlled by militias hostile to the CAR's national government, and not infrequently, as is the way of these things, to each other. Ominously, however, several of these groups entered into formal alliance just before the election, and now prefer inquiries to be addressed to the Coalition of Patriots for Change, or CPC. They don't appear to have a website yet, but early days. The CPC did announce a ceasefire ahead of the election, but then unannounced it. They may also be having chain of command issues. Blame for the most recent uptick in rebel activity is being generally cast in the direction of former Central African Republic President François Bozizé. The manner of both Bozizé's coming and his going illustrate the CAR's chronic problems. He seized power in a coup d'état in 2003 and lost it in 2013 when militias made it all the way to the CAR's capital, Bangui, compelling him to skip the country. Further underpinning the present intrigue is the fact that for much of Bozizé's time as president, his prime minister was, and listeners with a keen sense of Shakespeare and psychodrama will already have guessed, current president Touadera.
Catch me if you can. Former President François Bozizé taunting authorities at a campaign rally last week.
Bozizé returned in 2019 in the hope of getting his old job back via the ballot box, but was disbarred from standing in December's election. The CAR's Constitutional Court ruled that the requirement that candidates be of good morality was tricky to square with an outstanding international arrest warrant accusing Bozizé of crimes against humanity and incitement to genocide, to say nothing of sanctions imposed by the UN Security Council on Bozizé personally for arming and encouraging militia groups. Bozizé, it should be noted, if not necessarily believed, denies everything. So, Faustin Archange Touadera remains president, though it would be unsurprising to discover that he keeps a bag packed. Bangui, his capital, is probably safe-ish. Aside from the Central African Republic's own military, it is defended by MINUSCA, a UN peacekeeping mission of roughly 11,000 troops doing one of the more difficult and dangerous jobs currently being undertaken by the Blue Helmeted. Three peacekeepers from Burundi were killed on Christmas Day in fighting with militias near Dekoa.
Our desire as MINUSCA and besides being MINUSCA, as your brothers and sisters from Zambia, that we can see peace prevail in this country so that our community, our brothers and sisters can also enjoy the peace that other countries are enjoying.
That UN mission has been joined in recent weeks by an extra deployment of troops from Rwanda, already a major contributor to MINUSCA. Several plane loads of Russian personnel and materiel have also been observed landing at Bangui Mpoko International Airport.
I am proud of the contribution of Rwanda unit, as I am proud of the contribution of our unit of coming from the different and various countries from all over the world.
Russia, it should be noted, if not necessarily believed, denies everything, although listeners may glean what they will from the fact that President Touadéra's national security advisor is one Valery Zakharov, late of the GRU. The other outside power taking an interest is France, the CAR's former colonial overlord. Since the CAR became independent in 1960, France has staged 7 military interventions. The most recent, Operation Sangaris, wound up in 2016. France may not have entirely ruled out an 8th. A few days before the election, French warplanes conducted a flyover mission above CAR by way of reminding all concerned that Paris was still paying attention. As of this broadcast, 10 of the candidates who President Touadéra defeated in the election are refusing to recognise the result, claiming that there were, quote, numerous irregularities, unquote, and demanding the whole thing should be annulled. They also claim that the officially reported turnout of 76% is a dramatic exaggeration, an assertion which does not appear outrageous, given that the CAR's general chaos ensured that there was no voting at all in nearly half the country's districts.
I feel bad for my brothers who are unable to cast their vote. But they have to understand that is a part of life. And for us in Bangui, thanks to this relative calm, we were able to vote, and in a way, we voted for them.
CAR's Constitutional Court now has until January 19th to validate the result. It is, as ever where the CAR is concerned, hard to be sure quite what happens next, but it is, as always, easy to be certain that it won't be anything good. For Monocle 24, I'm Andrew Muller.